U.S. military helicopters are delivering aid to people in areas of Pakistan hardest hit by the floods. The State Department says U.S. assistance to flood-stricken regions has already totaled $76 million. U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke hopes the aid will make a lasting impression.
The people of Pakistan will see that when the crisis hits, it's not the Chinese, it's not the Iranians, it's not other countries, it's not the EU, it's the U.S.
The subtext, there's been a recent spike in anti-American sentiment in Pakistan. In a study by the Pew Research Center, nearly 60% of Pakistanis surveyed described the U.S. as an enemy. Many of those said they opposed strikes by U.S. drones on insurgents in the tribal areas bordering Afghanistan. They said too many innocent civilians have been killed in the strikes. But some Pakistani residents in the Swat Valley told a U.S. television network they are grateful for U.S. flood relief.
Has this helped changed the way you view America?
American, they support the needy people.
Yeah. Did it surprise you at all?
Yes, surprise.
Surprise.
However, many Pakistanis are angry about what they see as the slow response by their own government. On Monday, protesters in Punjab province burned tires and blocked roads. The United Nations has launched an appeal for $460 million, but charities say the response has been sluggish, with only 27% of the goal reached so far. In Brussels Monday, a spokesman said the European Union is considering more aid for Pakistan.
Since the scale of the floods are the highest and the most serious in the last 80 years, it's possible that the aid approved by the Commission so far is not sufficient.
Another major concern, disease. The United Nations says 3.5 million children in Pakistan are at risk for waterborne diseases. A spokesman said as many as 6 million people overall will be at risk for diarrhea and dysentery if donors do not provide more aid. He warned there could be what he calls a second wave of death. Robert Raffel, VOA News.